This is Ozarks at Large. Perhaps the oldest portion of many towns and cities is the town square. The center holding an important building, landmark, or gathering place. In Fayetteville, this is the old post office. Walking down the front steps of the large building and turning to your left will take you to the Bank of Fayetteville. Originally on the opposite corner, where David Adams Jewelry is now, the bank has expanded much over the years. So much so that the building to its south was purchased and made into offices. The top pitch of this white facade says 1887, the year the building was built. Underneath reads Mrs. Young. And as Charlie Allison, executive editor with University Relations at the University of Arkansas, and the creator of the website FayettevilleHistory.com, as he says, Mrs. Young was actually Sarah Jesse Young. She'd moved to the area about half a dozen years earlier with her husband at the time, a traveling dentist.
And I don't know what happened, but they got divorced in 1883. And so she took up the profession of photography to pay her bills and was a portrait photographer primarily, and was one of the early photographers in Fayetteville, working in the 1880s period and into the 1890s. And that's what paid for this building.
The front is a metal facing that could be ordered from catalogs at the time and came from an iron company out of St. Louis. Mrs. Young moved from the building in 1907, and the building was taken over by another photographer in town for a bit until it went on to serve other uses.
A grocery, a restaurant, a confectionery store over the years. At some point, though, it became Matilda's, which was a women's fashion shop. And operated as Matilda's for years and years and years through most of the 20th century. Near the end of the 20th century, the Bank of Fayetteville, which is next door, purchased the building.
I found it interesting that though she had divorced her husband years prior, she chose to engrave Mrs. Young on the building rather than Sarah Jesse Young, or just Young. This is something that Allison says is indicative of the time, that women went by Mrs. and the last name of their husband, even after a divorce.
Sometimes it's hard to do research on women from that period because they very often don't state their first name. They say Mrs. John Jones for nearly all of their correspondence, for anything that's, you know, in the public domain. Very often they don't use their first real name from a lot of period in the late 19th and 20th century. And so sometimes it's hard to do research on people who are women and were very traditional about how they identified themselves.
Mrs. Young was primarily a portrait photographer, and many of her pictures still exist at the Shiloh Museum of Ozark History or special collections at the university. Do you think Mrs. Young had any idea at the time that 130 years later, her name would still be a staple on the Fayetteville Square?
The outside of it looks very much the same as it has for a century, and the Mrs. Young building even longer. You know, like you said, 130 years it's been here, and looked exactly the same way. They've kept it up, kept it looking pretty, and so anybody that comes by remembers it because it does look nice, and then the next time they come by, it's reinforced because they've seen it again, and it's still the same. You look at some of the other buildings on the square, some of them have really old buildings underneath facades that have been added to them.
Perhaps a bit less noticeable on the opposite corner of the square is a building currently housing the Odom Law Firm. Underneath the red Odom sign is a metal awning that bears the name Geisinger.
So this building is older than the Geisinger awning, though?
Yes. The building goes back to the 19th century again, too. Originally, if I remember right, it was a hardware store and operated as that until the Geisinger Music Company, which had started out on the east or on the west side of the square, decided to move into bigger facility. So they bought this property and had their music store here for most of the 20th century.
They sold pianos, guitars, ukuleles, and all matter of brass and woodwind instruments. And as times moved into the modern era, they began to sell electric guitars. This building is one of four that is on the National Register of Historic Places, including the Mrs. Young Building. Just off the square and down Center Street toward the historic Washington County Courthouse is an area that was known as Smoky Row for a period because all of the lawyers had their offices here and the lawyers all smoked cigars. Along Smoky Row is a second awning bearing a name. This one done in a tempered glass that reads Craven's Building. And though it does have the year of construction on the side, 1925, the building is obviously newer than others we've passed along the way. It's a newer kind of brick, for one.
In this case, a yellowish brick, the cement is a harder, probably a Portland lime kind of cement. The Mrs. Young building, the Geisinger building, they used a lime putty to go in between the bricks. Some of that's been changed out over the years, but it gives you a sense of how old a building is by just looking at the materials used to build it.
The Cravens Building, built in 1925, and for many of those years thereafter, was used by McRoy McNair Company. They sold stationery, among other things.
I would go get my pen nibs for doing pen and ink writing or drawing. You could get all sorts of stuff there that you couldn't get anywhere else. But down below, in the basement, they had printing presses. Even until they closed, they still had linotype machines. They weren't using the linotype machines anymore, but they were so big and heavy they couldn't get them out until they closed.
McRoy McNair closed about 10 years ago and is sorely missed by some. The building now holds an Italian restaurant and a tea house. Today, it is rare to see a family or person name affixed permanently to a building if it isn't associated directly to a business. Allison isn't really sure why it was done all those years ago, but thinks to some degree, the business name was less important than the person behind the business.
Because you knew the human being, you knew what kind of character that person had, and especially if you were trying to appeal to people to come use your services, your character, your ability to handle problems and deal with clients was more important than necessarily your company name. So I can imagine that having a real name, a human name on a building might be a what we would call a better branding now today, but at that time would have been just simply better to represent yourself to people.
He says he never really gets the sense that vanity was behind it, and it certainly didn't seem so with Mrs. Young. Charlie Allison is the editor of FayettevilleHistory.com. Once a month on Ozarks at Large, we feature an installment in our What's in a Name series, a look into the history or purpose of why something familiar or not is called what it is. If you have a name suggestion or any other suggestion, just email us, ozarksatlarge@gmail.com.